Hey, sweetie. Oh, yeah, I'm really sorry for coming back so late. Some stuff came up at the lab, and I ended up having to stay later than usual. Huh? Oh, yeah, you know how it is. The research assistants are always getting into trouble, and well, I'm the one who has to clean up the mess. I don't really mind most of the time, but well, you know, it isn't fun when that cuts into our time together. Well, either way, I did see a couple of takeout bags in the kitchen. Did you pick up some food for us? Ah, crap. Yeah, it was my turn to cook, wasn't it? I'm sorry, babe. I got all wrapped up in that business at work, and I just totally forgot. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm feeling a little under the weather, actually. Oh, it's not a big deal or anything, though. It's just a headache and some flushed skin is all. Oh, well, no, now that you mention it, I guess the headache is pretty bad. Oh, and before you even ask, yes, I did make sure to drink plenty of water today. I even took some ibuprofen, but, well, that didn't exactly help. Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know. Maybe I'll feel better if I take a nap or something. Then I'd at least be able to cool down from everything that happened today. You should eat, though. I mean it. You've been waiting all of this time, and well, I don't want my good boy to go to bed on an empty stomach. Aw. Thank you, but you don't have to worry about me, sweetie. I'm sure I'll be fine in a few hours. Hey, no, don't be sad. You can watch a movie while I nap, you know? Maybe one of those ridiculous horror movies I don't like. What was the name of the one that you've been begging to see? Right, Psycho Gorman. Well, why don't you just put that on while you eat? Doesn't that sound good? And I'll be just in the other room, so I can holler if I need you. Oh, well, yes, it would be nice to cuddle, but there's no reason for both of us to skip dinner. Oh, you are so sweet. Oh, my darling baby boy. Doing everything you can to try to make me feel better. Hey, how about you come hold me when the movie's over? Okay? No fussing. I'm the one who makes the decisions around here, aren't I? So if I tell you to enjoy yourself, that is exactly what you'll do. And when you're done with that, we can snuggle close under the covers. I'll lie there in the perfect darkness of our room, letting the steady beat of your heart just lull me to sleep. Yeah, you'll be a good boy, won't you, baby? Here, give me a little kiss. Who am I kidding? One kiss isn't going to be enough. Oh, I can never stop once I've had a taste of you. I do love holding you by your chin like this. always makes you so shy, so docile. Oh, sweetie. No, I should really just go to bed. This headache is just only gonna get worse if we go any further. Huh? Oh, no, baby, no. You have nothing to feel guilty about. No, I know. I know it's been hard. It's been hard seeing me just so damn stressed these past few weeks. But it's not fair to beat yourself up over it, thinking you're not doing enough to help me. No, I mean, you've run yourself ragged trying to take care of me through all of this. No, look, listen to me, sweetheart. Listen, okay? There are some things that you just can't, fix. Things that can only be weathered. And all of the sweet words and homemade cookies in the world aren't really gonna change that, no matter how much you wish they would. No, baby, come here. It's okay, honey. It's really okay. I'm okay. You're all that I need. You got that? As long as I have my sweet baby boy, I know that everything's gonna be all right. You make me so happy, sweetheart. It's always such a relief to finally get to talk to you after a long day at work, to tell you about everything that's happened at the lab. And I honestly don't think I could live without those massages you give me. Or at least I'd probably be getting around with a cane. Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, God, it means a lot to hear you say that. I just hope that you'll still love me when this storm has passed. Huh? Oh, no, you're right. It's just I want to be the one that you can rely on to have you in my lap as I run my fingers through your hair and know that you feel just completely safe. I want to be strong, so strong that I'll never have to feel insecure or anxious again. I'm just not used to this. It's all so confusing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. No, you're not being pushy, honey. No, that honestly, that would probably help me clear my head. Yeah, just go ahead and move over a bit on the couch so I can sit next to you. Okay? Oh, God. Oh, no, I just didn't realize how much I needed this. To be held and caressed, surrounded by your scent.